Good morning! Once again, this is your podcast original and we are live na naman dito sa ating recording studio and we're gonna talk about this topic na minsan pa talagang walang ni isang podcaster pang nakakagawa nito. So, I'm glad kasi isang guest natin ngayon ang makakausap regarding sa isang topic. So, to all the listeners, just subscribe us sa iTunes. That's for free. Just type Cute Pinoy Portal and then merong link doon and then just subscribe it. And also, live stream din tayo sa ating blog na cutepinoyportal.blogspot.com. May articles tayo doon. And of course, in behalf of our podcaster Alan na wala ngayon, so masaya tayo ngayon kasi may guest tayo ngayon. Live na live. And na-invite natin siya. So, here we go. I have here, you can introduce yourself na sa mga listeners natin.
Hi everyone, my name is James. I'm 26 years old and I'm currently living in Mandaluyong City.
Okay, James, pag-usapan natin ngayon kasi one of the parang taboo topic ngayon is I discover you sa isang social network and nakita ko doon na nag-post ka that are you an exhibitionist?
Actually, that's something that I would like to clarify. Exhibitionist in a way na parang I love doing sex outdoor. Kasi yung iba na akala nila pag ginagawa mo siya outdoor, exhibitionist ka na. Pero ako, para sa akin, I don't consider myself exhibitionist. But I consider myself as an outdoor seeker, adventurer, something.
Paano? Kasi exhibitionist is like, I believe that this is a psychological disorder or not disorder, but it's beyond normal. No? Kasi ito, normally, sex is an activity na we're in. We need to do it privately. But in your case, kasi sa exhibitionist, they are more na gusto nilang pinapanood sila. How about in your case?
Tama yun. Yun yung bagay na hindi ko ginagawa. Kasi I always make to the point na kahit outdoor siya, at least safe na walang nakakakita. So parang for the benefit na rin ng partner ko tsaka ng sarili ko.
Kasi, so you're living with a partner?
I'm actually living with a partner right now. Pero
no, I mean, let me ask you first. How do you identify yourself? Are you a bisexual or in LGBT prospect? How do you identify yourself?
Well, para sa akin I'm gay.
So
hindi ako bisexual. So gay ako.
So you are living with a gay also?
Yes.
Gay couple.
Mm-hmm. Gay couple.
And he is aware that you are like doing that kind of thingy or something similar. How was it?
Unfortunately, no, hindi siya aware kasi hindi siya, parang ako yung first boyfriend niya tapos sobrang discreet niya talaga. Tapos wala siyang idea sa kahit anong social networking about gays or bisexual.
So you are very exposed in gay social networking. You keep on meeting random people, also having sex with random people and all that.
Yes, I did.
Without his awareness.
Of course, kasi mapagdalaman.
Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. And here's the thing. You are very famous sa isang porn site. You are very famous and that's the very reason why I invited you here because to ask you some questions regarding this kasi this is very interesting. You are performing such actions, such gestures in public, but you make sure na walang nakakakita. How you come up and what seems to be the reason bakit mo to ginawa?
Mm-hmm. Gaya ng sabi ko, 26 na ako. Nag-start ako ng ganito nung na-meet ko yung first boyfriend ko way back in college. Second year college ako nun. So, I studied in a university inside Intramuros. So, hindi ko lang i-discuss yung name.
Okay.
Nung university. Then, yung naging boyfriend ko, mas matanda sa akin ng 2 taon. So, parang second year ako, siya fourth year.
So, you were like, ilang taon ganun?
18.
Okay.
Then, naging kami, first boyfriend ko rin siya. At the same time, nag-aaral din siya inside Intramuros. Siyempre, lumalabas-labas nga kami. Same kaming walang place.
Okay.
Then, parang one time inaya niya ako dun sa wall.
Wall ng?
Intramuros.
Okay, go.
Kasi para sa, for our listeners na aware about Intramuros, alam nila na may mga spot doon.
Intramuros is a wall city. Okay.
Exactly. So yun, inabot kami ng gabi tapos parang
You were both, wala kayong place na, wala mo lang kayong pangmot-mot or something similar?
Wala sa budget yun. Kasi parang,
Okay. You were a student that time and he was what?
Student sa fourth year college.
Okay, go.
Ng different university. So, yun. Tapos, inaya niya ako, inabot kami ng ng gabi na, which is hindi allowed. So, nagtago kami dun sa parang yung pinagtataguan ng mga sundalo dati. sa wall. Then, dun nag-start. Then, we kissed. So, parang after nung may nangyari sa amin, parang naramdaman ko na parang iba. Then, naulit-ulit siya sa ibang mga naging partner.
Anong iba? In a sense na what? Hindi ba yung natakot?
Yun nga yung number one na mararamdaman mo. Matatakot ka at the same time, ma-excite ka. Then, huli, yung after mo mailabas yun, na parang, wow, kaya pala na kahit na wala kayong place, magagawan yun ng paraan kung gugustuhin.
That is, I mean, that was the first time na ginawa mo. That leads you to this urge na gawin.
Oh, parang masasabi ko, kasi right after that.
But you do sex with, in normal setup, in private, and but in comparison doon sa outdoor, mas nag-enjoy ka. Tama ba?
Parang iba kasi yung nararamdaman ko. Hindi ko siya ma-explain. Parang words can't explain kung ano yung nararamdaman mo. Kung ikaw ginagawa mo yun, ikaw mismo, masasabi mo na mag-nage-enjoy ka. Then, yan, ginagawa ko rin yung sex na private. Pero, nung natry ko to, do wala akong idea kung siya ba, matagal niya nang ginagawa since mas matanda siya sa akin. Then, ako, yun yung first time. Tapos, naulit siya. Same spot. Siya pa rin. After a month, parang nag-date lang kami sa Fort Santiago. Then may mga tunnel sa ilalim ng Fort Santiago na walang nagpupunta. At that time kasi weekdays, walang tourists. So doon naman kami nag-sex din.
Let's explain this in a tame way. Let's put this way. In an immaculate way. Hindi ba kayo nababastusan sa sarili nyo? Or like, why are you doing this in a public area wherein you can, di ba? I know, you do have the capacity to parang rent or book a hotel or like a motel for like a short span of time. But ito yung pinipili mo.
Hindi, unang-unang, first factor dun is 18 lang ako. Then, mas mukha talaga akong bata kumpara sa kanya. So, parang, one time yung kasi trinay namin somewhere in Avenida.
Is that a hotel?
Mm-mm. Actually, sikat na hotel. Then, hindi kami pinapasok. Kasi nga, ayaw maniwalang 18 na ako. So, yun. Dun siya siguro nagkaroon ng idea na why not gawin na lang namin outside.
Gano'ng kayo katagal nitong... This is your first boyfriend. How long kayo nagtagal nito?
A year. 1 year.
And this is also in proportion sa haba ng pinagsamahan nyo, sa labas kayo mismo ano naggumagawa nito siguro, in 1 year also.
Siguro sa 10 na ano namin, na intercourse namin, parang 8. 8 sa 10. Kasi yung dalawa, minsan pag walang...
80%.
80% nung sex namin.
Okay. Nakakagulat. Anyway, ngayon, nakailang boyfriend ka na? No, I mean, emotionally. Kasi, di ba?
Emotionally, honestly, di ko na rin mabilang talaga.
Okay, no, let's put it this way. Itong latest na boyfriend mo, ito's current na boyfriend mo, hindi niya alam na ganito yung setup mo. So that's why, kasi I noticed on your social media account, social network account, that you are looking for someone who can satisfy the urge or the desire that you want. Tama ba? Hindi mo to pinalam sa ano mo. Mahal mo to.
Oh, mahal ko siya. Ano?
That's the reason why hindi mo pinalam. But you're still, kasi that's two separate issues eh. The first one is mahal mo to and you want him to keep, diba? And the second issue is you need also to satisfy your pleasure na hindi mo kayang kunin sa kanya kasi you respect this person. Tama ba?
Well, actually, nalilid ko na rin siya sa point na nagagawa namin siya outdoor din.
You do?
Parang one time we had this vacation during our months rin nung unang...
Without directly saying na, okay, this is who I'm I, this is what I want.
Yeah, wala. Hindi ko siya sinabi na ito yung gusto ko na ganyan. Parang, kasi secluded beach siya sa summer in Quezon. Then, that's weekdays as well. And kasi I love really to travel a lot. So, parang napili ko yung beach na yun kasi walang tao. Then, may kuweba. So, sa mga taga Quezon dyan, for sure alam nyo to, yung kuwebang lampas sa Quezon. Doon. Exacto. Low tide. So, pwede kami pumasok sa loob nung kuweba. Ayun. Doon, yun yung first namin.
Okay. Let's go back doon sa first question ko na it's different with exhibitionism. How do you differentiate in your own perspective?
Para sa akin, hindi talaga ako exhibitionist. Kasi, kung para sa akin, the word itself exhibitionist. So, nag-exhibition ka in front of other people na may nakakakita, which is never pumasok sa isip ko. Kasi unang-una nakakahiya. Then, ang gusto ko lang, alam, yung excitement na mararamdaman mo na o nagawa namin sa labas. Pero at least, dapat walang makakakita. So, para sa akin, yun yung outdoor tripping na sa akin. Yung cruising na tinatawag. So, outdoor tripping. Then, iba din yung exhibition is talagang para saan magkaiba siya.
Okay, let's talk about, let's, ano naman, more, let's put away sa tame side. napanood ko yung video mo, and you were doing this thing inside your office. How was it? Can you try to narrate your story about this?
Yeah. Ano yun? That was a year ago, 2014, beginning of 2014. Then I work in a BPO company in Ortigas. So I will not disclose. So yun nga. Then itong guy, kasi tayong nasa gay community, may instinct tayo na pag alam mo na eh, titigan ka pa lang, so alam mo na siya. Parang new hire ata siya or nag-a-apply, hindi ko sure. Then ako naka-break noon. Tapos tumingin siya.
15 minutes lang to, ha?
That's ano naman, lunch. Oh, okay. So 30 minutes. So nung nag-yosi ako first break, parang sumunod siya. Tapos parang all of a sudden, parang sinabi ko, ask ko yung pangalan niya. So lumapit ako, sabi ko, are you applying for something ba? Or
HR,
ganyan.
HR,
oo, ganyan. Okay. Then sabi niya, yeah, I'm actually waiting for my interview. Sabi ko, sino? Then nag-ask na ako, sininintay. So yun nga, nag-start yung conversation namin. Then parang iba pa rin yung tingin niya. So trinay ko siya na na ayain. So gusto mo ba kikitain?
Ganun ka diretso?
Oh, eh, hindi, prank ka naman akong tao kasi. Kapag lalo na pagsaka.
Oh, you instinct, okay. Okay, that's too risky, ah. Kasi you can lose your job if someone will caught you.
Hindi, yun lang yung maganda sa akin. Bago ko ipasukin yung bagay na ginagawa ko. Kumbaga inaral ko na siya kung anong oras yung may mga tao.
Ah, okay.
So parang planado rin talaga siya. So alam
planado ko, but 'di ba, meeting with random people is hindi naman planado. It's just as ano, as quick span of ano lang yan.
Exactly. I mean yung plot na naka-plan na sa akin na yung ganun, eh, syempre di naman ako mag-aaya kung alam kong maraming tao that time.
Anong time to? Di ko tahan kita, joke lang.
Afternoon 'yun kasi afternoon shift ako. So 'yun, mas eh since kami lang yung account na pang morning. So kami lang talaga yung gumagamit ng restroom and konti lang kami. So doon ko siya dinala. Then naisipan kong i-video. So 'yun nga, going back with
the... No, I noticed. He was the one who's taking the video.
I asked him, phone ko yun. Sabi ko.
He also, ano, okay with that?
Actually, as long as wala naman daw Facebook, pero ako meron.
And ito ngayon na follow-up question. You really, ano, ah, you really allowed anyone, or you publish your face online, and you were famous, I believe, I salute on you. Kasi, sumalakas ng loob mo. And paano mo nakuha yung lakas ng loob na yan?
Hindi, ewan ko, ever since matapang ako, parang gusto ko lahat sinusubukan. Then confident naman ako na hindi malalaman ng family ko. Kasi, unang-una, tsaka ng mga office mate ko dahil...
Kasi, you treat yourself as a random people, like nobody.
And...
But you are not aware that you are famous.
Hindi, actually... Ito,
you were.
Hindi naman, kasi in-upload ko siya sa... nag-upload ako sa isang ng video site. Then, hindi ko ina-expect na marami mag-i-interest ng video. So, nagulat ako.
May nano ka? Na indecent proposal or something similar?
Marami.
How do you handle it?
Depende. Kasi kahit naman may mga proposal sila, parang choosy pa. Hindi naman choosy, pero okay. Parang may kanya-kanya tayo.
Okay, you have the preference naman.
Preferences. So, parang para sa akin, namimili pa rin ako. In a nice way naman sinasabihin ko sila. Kung ayoko. Kung okay. Kung nasa mood ako, edi, sige.
The wildest thing or such activity na nagawa mo, where and can you tell your story about it?
Sa isang,
na hindi mo makalimutan.
Sa isang araw, nakatatlong outdoor ako ng hindi planado.
Grabe, ah. Oh.
So, ayun. Galing office, maulan. Sumakay ako somewhere in Ortigas, bus. Then, kumakain ako ng donut. Ewan ko kung napansin niya kasi yung pagsubo ko ng donut. Yung lalaki sa likod ko, lumapit sa tabi ko. So, parang doon, since matagal ko naman ang ginagawa rin yun, may idea na ako. Then, walang masyadong tao. Then, yun, nag-sex kami sa bus. Pero... hindi ako nagpalabas, siya lang. Parang binojob ko lang siya. Then after that, pag baba, actually kinuha niya number ko, hindi ko binigay kasi ako talaga yung tipo ng tao na hindi basta-basta.
Kasi you have a partner.
Exactly, so yun. Then privacy na rin kasi ayoko na maraming nagte-text or tumatawag na kung sino-sino. So yun nga, dinukuha niya.
Did you post your number sa website mo?
Never. Then, yung ano, same day, after nung sa bus, pauwi ako sa amin. Clarification lang, ngayon nasa Mandaluyong na ako, pero ito kasi dati nung nasa QC pa ako. Then, pagbaba ko ng bus, sasakay pa kasi ako ng jeep. Then, yung sa jeep naman, may lalaki nakatingin sa akin. Then, parang instinct, inopen ko yung Bluetooth ko ng phone. Then, nagulat ako yung name umapir. Guy in a red nga ba yung cup niya? Na red cup. Then, number. Tapos yun, nag-connect ko, then may pinasa siya sa aking file number niya. Then, tinext ko, nagkita kami kung saan ako bumaba. Kasi nauna siya bumaba. So, ako yung huling bumaba. Parang...
And you did it where?
Ano yun, sa bahay niya na yun.
So, that's not outdoor. Okay.
Not outdoor. Then, after nun, kinahapunan naman,
Sobrang daming schedule.
Lagari. Kinahapunan, etong guy sa palengke.
Parang, hindi mo to kargador.
Hindi naman, kasi parang namukaan ko na siya na parang schoolmate ko nung high school. So parang yun, nagkakamustahan kami. Then, parang hindi kasi pwede sa bahay namin kasi yung family ko, hindi rin daw pwede sa kanila. Parang matagal na kami nagkakatext pero nawala lang yung contact namin. Parang alam niya na may gusto ko sa kanya, then may gusto rin pala siya sa akin. Then, after nun, nung gabi, sabi na lang namin, mag-meet na lang kami sa labas. Kasi, yun nga, magsisex na lang kami, naghanap kami ng bakanting lote.
So, basically, more on public area, but you don't want anybody na makakita.
Kagaya nga sabi ko, outdoor siya. Risky kung risky. Pero, I always make to the point na hindi kami mahuhuli.
Okay, got it. Kasi I also have, if you are aware of, I'm sure you are, Pinoy Outdoor Trippers at blogspot.com. It's owned by an indie actor. If you know that, that's parang mahilig din siya. Ano to, if it's exhibitionism or that's part of your routine na gusto nila public. Pero ayaw naman niya na may nakakakita. Pero mas gusto niya, ano, you should also check that one. Oh, yeah. Baka naman, feeling ko nag-comment ka rin dun eh. Kasi feeling ko ano ka, na kasi you guys are, na eh, parang nag-same words. Kasi kung ako, kung itong kind of activities yung mas gusto ko, okay, I will expose myself to this kind of people. I'm sure aware ka sa kanila. And also, question, and wala ka pang naranasan na nahuli ka?
Nahuli? Actually, meron na akong outdoor siya na hindi ko naman rin ginusto. Parang high school ako nun. Ito actually yung pinaka-first outdoor ko. Pero hindi ko siya, kasi high school ako, hindi ko alam kung may mga ganong bagay pala na outdoor na kailangan may exhibition or something. Ang nakahuli sa akin, ate ko.
Tapos, with?
Kapitbahay namin.
This is a gay.
Straight siya. Then, ayun, sa may rooftop. Kasi that time, rooftop namin ginagawa. Yung bahay namin ginagawa. Oh. Then, maraming pwedeng daanan. So, ano siya, parang hapon, kasi sobrang taas ng bahay. Yung kapitbahay namin, sa harap siya dumaan, yung mga, kasi may mga kahoy-kahoy eh, di ba, pag ginagawa. Then siya umakyat. Then, yung ate ko sa likod, nakatalikod kasi ko dun sa dad, pinto ng ate ko. Yung kasex ko pala that time, nakabahay namin, nakapikit. So,
nakapikit.
So, hindi niya nakita ang ate ko umakyat. Hinahanap na pala.
Ay, putya,
So ayun, pero buti na lang, ano naman eh, ang ano ko sa bahay, ang parang ang stand ko sa bahay, alam nila, ayaw lang pag-usapan.
Okay, that's also a different issue. Kasi, di ba, parang respeto na to. Parang that's the thing na, okay, pag sinalong ba na, bakla ka ba? No, that's the thing na parang, I'm not ashamed of that, but I'm not proud of it. Yun din yung nangyayari. So anyway, anong sabi ng ate mo?
Ayun, parang
nagsabihan ka?
Oo, susumbok na daw ako kila mama.
Ilang taon tong ate mo?
Mas matanda siya sa akin ng 2 years.
Sinumbong ka ba naman?
Hindi niya sinumbong. Ano, na, syempre, isipin niya, papagalitan ako, okay. Tapos hindi lang papagalitan, baka mama.
Matanda na tong kapitbahay mo?
Ano siya, parang, paano ba to? Mas matanda, matanda sa akin, parang college.
How you convince him if you were high school that time?
Alam na nila na parang may kakaiba nga sa akin.
Tsaka hindi. Mabenta ka? Kasi just to give you a heads up mga listeners, this is a very gorgeous person, in person. Oo. Do dami na yung schedule mo niyan, mamaya ha? Okay. Ay, may ano tayo, listeners tayo, may audience tayo ngayon here in our studio. Do you have any questions, sir? May question ka ba? Baka mayroong nag-come up sa'yo ng questions. Kasi we are accepting listeners live. That's fine. Wala kang question, sir? Baka mayroon. Any ano? Baka may curious question ka. Did you also, ano, experience this kind of activity? You also, been there than that? Many times. Ito ka. Let's hear from our listeners. Live listeners, come here. Okay. This is very exciting part. Okay. This is impromptu question from our towards our listeners. Okay, sir. to our guest, ha? To James.
Yes, to James. So James, gusto ko lang malaman, syempre, diba? You don't want to be caught in the act. However, you uploaded.
Tama.
You uploaded some videos, you have your picture in the site. So, how different is that from, you know, being an exhibitionist? Kasi, syempre, ayaw mo malaman, di ba? Ayaw mo mahuli, pero binobroadcast mo.
Okay, that's a good question. Oh my God, okay, go.
Well, unang-una, kasi yung nangyari na parang nag-sex kami sa restroom, nitong yung pinag-usapan natin eh.
Okay.
Parang ano lang siya eh, parang na-temp lang ako na i-upload siya kasi malakas, kasi kung mapapanood nila yung video na yun, for sure kasi iba nakapanood na nun, hindi talaga ako mamumukaan dun kasi parang half face lang siya, tapos magalaw pa, tsaka generic naman yung itsura ko, na unless
walang kalukalay.
Oo. Unless kakilala mo ko. Kasi nangyari naman, may mga gay friends din ako sa office na nagbo-browse. Then, ito na nga yung kumalat na yung video na yun.
Ay, okay. Kumalat to sa office nyo?
Sa mga kaklose ko lang.
Okay.
Pero, syempre, sinikreto na lang din nila. Kasi I have, a tattoo. So, as...
Okay, they noticed that.
Mm-hmm. Then, alam daw nila yung itsura ng pusod ko. Tsaka yung shoes ko that time. So, anong exacto?
How do you feel about it? Are you proud of yourself?
Hindi, nung una natakot talaga ako. Pero naging confident ako eh, kasi itong mga tao na to, mga sobrang parang kapatid ko na, I've been in this company for 5 years na din.
So, okay, go.
So parang we share a lot of things na. And aware sila na ginagawa ko. Yun, minsan kasabot ko pa nga sila. kasabot in a way na limbawa.
Sulsol or a gatong or something similar support.
Mm-mm, tas sila din yung pinagtatanong ako, saan ba mga place na mga restroom na separate?
Booking area.
Oh, parang ganun. Pero hindi rin kasi.
Cruising area. Let's make it social.
Mm, yun. So, yun. Tapos kung yung parang about dun naman sa question niya na proud. Proud in a way na...
That's my question anyway.
Oh, sorry. Parang nalilito na ako. Nagtutulungan niya akong dalawa.
Namumula na siya mga listeners. Go.
So, yun nga. Parang proud naman ako pero sa sarili ko na lang. Kasi hindi naman lahat eh nakakaalam na ako yun.
Okay. Okay, you are coming up next. All right. Okay, just to give a heads up mga listeners and our followers sa vlog. Random ano lang to ha. This is our audience lang dito sa studio natin. And here we go. You mentioned a while ago that been there than that. How was it?
It was good. It was exciting.
Can you narrate the story?
I can't really pinpoint which, but I've done a lot of things.
The most na and then wildest pa. Okay.
Ako hindi ko maiisip ngayon eh kasi alam ko hindi ako
hindi ko yung but you did that.
Oh yes
same thing. That was good. Okay, this is very interesting. Let me experience that way also. Alright, there you go mga kaibigan. Okay, thank you so much James for sharing. Do you have any questions or something similar to us?
Well, kung tatanungin lang nila ako kung saan pwede, marami kong pwede i-share sa kanila kung may...
That's a good thing, okay? Face value and all that, you look good. And always, always keep in mind that be responsible on any course of action that you are pertaining to do, okay? And of course, any last comments, last suggestions, advice, or any closing remarks before we close our program kasi we're running out of time and this is a really interesting topic talaga.
Kasi for sure sa mga nakikinig ngayon, they will ask kung anong klase yung ginagawa namin.
Namin,
nung mga
kasi you do have a lot of same interest.
Lalo na sa side ko, kasi inisip nila kung safe ba, kung ano ba, kung mamaya baka may AIDS na to or what. But I just had my recent,
good thing.
Which is, okay naman siya. Kasi ako, hindi ako more on anal eh. So more on oral lang talaga siya.
And more on public.
Oo, yun. Given na yun. Tapos kung, ayun, siguro.
I advise or any closing remark before we end up our program.
So yun, ingat na lang din pag may time. Kasi recently, I've heard a lot of mga gays na nahuhuli. Minsan yung, especially sa mga malls, kaya iniiwasan ko yung mall, sala na yung somewhere in show. Kasi parang I've heard from a friend.
Experience na sa mall?
Mm-mm, before, pero super hininto ko na siya kasi parang, yun talaga masasabi ko na exhibitionist ka kasi may nanonood na yun.
Okay, and you don't want it? Kasi you're different from being exhibition.
Hindi ko gusto. Kasi parang hindi mo alam kung yung nanonood ba kampi sa'yo or magsusumbong.
Okay, but still, you want it.
Okay lang, pero sa loob ng cubicle siguro.
Ah, okay. Alright, there you go. Ikaw sir, baka may promote ka ba or something similar? Facebook? Or you want them to view your videos?
Yeah, you can just check.
I noticed your Planet Romeo, you can also promote.
Mm, yeah, that's something that I just want to promote. Yung PR ko, just check Your Boy Toy 24.
Can you clarify?
Yeah. My username is Your Y-O-U-R Boy B-O-Y Toy T-O-Y 24 number 24.
That's one word.
Mm-hmm, one word. No spaces or no special characters. Then makikita nyo din yung link ng video.
Okay, dadagsain ka kasi we do have a lot of listeners and subscribers from different geographical location in the Philippines and we are proud of it. And thank you so much James for guesting here in our podcast. I'm sure guys, this is very makapanginig lamang topic for our episode. I'm sure you guys will be aware na sa side ng mga taong gumagawa nito. And we don't want to judge anybody who are doing that kind of activities kasi every one of us do have our own preference and our own choice as long as we are prepared in any consequences. So There you go, mga kaibigan. Maraming salamat sa ating mga listeners na paraging nagkakapil lang kami dito. Spontaneous lang, no list of questions, and I am proud kasi you guys share your stories to us. You trust your stories, and you have own stories that it's worth podcasting for or worth sharing for sa ating listeners. Just visit us in Cute Pinoy Portal at blogspot.com. That's quite easy for you to remember kasi naka-indic siya sa Google. And of course, maraming salamat sa audience natin, sir. Thank you. And this has been your podcaster, Jonathan. Thank you so much, Philippines. Subscribe to us in iTunes. Bye!
You're listening on Cute Pinoy Portal Podcast. Hosted by Alan.
Alan. All right. Your name is Alan Cyrus.
Correct. Yeah, sa mga gays, merong tinatawag na tap at saka bottom.
Nathan.
Pag marami ng chumorva sa'yo, laspag ka na. So, sa society natin, meron pa rin siyang gender
So, within our society mismo, may mga ganong kaeklabuhan.
Meron pa rin discrimination.
Kasi,
oh. Number 1 LGBT-oriented podcast in the Philippines.
www.qpinoyportal.blogspot.com. Need a bottle, baby. Come on and let me out.